Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 to 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Do you have a church family? We often hear people say, "I am a Christian, but I don't really need to go to church. I can read my Bible and have my quiet time with God, and that is all I need." All of this is necessary, but unfortunately, this attitude is contrary to God's will. As we learn in today's verse, other believers need you, and you need them. The fact is that life can be discouraging, work can be stressful, home life can be draining, and sometimes we may feel like we are the only ones trying to live godly lives. But you and I are not alone. God has given us His people, called His church, to strengthen our faith, grow our families, and encourage one another. In fact, when you become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're actually called to faithfully and regularly fellowship with other believers. The Bible describes the church as the body of Christ. As followers of Jesus, we are a part of His body on this earth. We are not in a civic club or a country club. We are part of a unique, living community of faith. Again, here is the question. Are you a part of His church? Do you fellowship with a local community of believers? In the words of the writer of Hebrews, are you stirring up one another to love and good works and encouraging one another? Our prayer is that you will discover a thriving, Bible-believing, Jesus-proclaiming church where you can build your faith and inspire faith in others. Please join us next week.